I was in the middle of dictation and the call got dropped, so I'll redo the whole dictation. Name of the patient is Reba Muhammad, R-H-E-B-A-M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Date of birth is 9-18-55. Date of accident 2-19-2022. Date of service 5-25-2023. Reba Muhammad presents to the advanced pain care with a severe history of pain in the area of neck, which is 2 or 3 only, and the headaches are not present. Pain in the upper back and mid back and lower back is also less. Her major issue is in the knee. The pain is around 6. She also reports pain in both the shoulders, but it is only 3, and she can lift her arms up to 180 degrees. She has some pain in the upper arm, elbows, left wrist, as well as numbness, tingling of the right hand. She reports 20 to 30% improvement in the symptoms. And she is not on any pain medications at this time. And the neck is painful, but it is stiff and it is more like a discomfort. ADLs are affected as follows. The enjoyment of life is affected 10, general activity 8, work is affected 7, walking ability 5. And pain varies around 5. So she does report improvement up to 50% overall with the physical therapy, although she cannot walk more than half a block to a block in all. And her knees have been affected quite a bit. She has been treated conservatively. The MRIs that were found positive for the knees show extensive tearing of medial meniscus on both the knees, as well as tricompartmental degenerative changes and effusion of large effusion. And the patient was informed about role of surgery here, and she's being discussed about total knee replacement. Regarding the left shoulder, patient has a finding of degenerative type of tearing of posterior superior labrum and supraspinatus tendon tear. However, the patient has no more pain, and she's improved quite a bit actually. And so the patient is being seen today. She has had a couple of injections into the knee, and it has brought some relief. And she just wants some physical therapy at this time. So the rest of the system review, the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history is from the chart. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 132 over 94, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 427-2023, dictation number is 0428-048. The plan and diagnosis are the same. The plan is that a patient should continue some more therapy. We have discussed the role of injection of median nerve to bring further help, and if she chooses, she'll be brought back, and an injection for carpal tunnel will be done. Regarding the shoulder, her report is that she can lift up to 180 degrees of motion of left shoulder and right shoulder both, and pain is only discomfort, only 1 or 2, so she's not interested in any of those treatments. Neck is doing well. And there is no pain in the middle back and lower back. Knee pain is bothering her, but for which patient is being sent to the orthopedic surgeon to consult. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week for the affected areas, and she remains off work. Housework replacement transportation is also added to her care. Thank you. A injection to the both knees was also offered to her. If she chooses to have them, they'll be provided to her as soon as she wants to have them. Thank you.